American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The Supreme Court releases their decision in the case West Virginia v. Environmental Protection Agency, and it cuts the EPA's authority to fight so-called climate change. Shannon Bream has more.
We do have a concurrence by Justice Gorsuch, but this is authored by the Chief Justice John Roberts. And what the majority has said in pushing back on the sweeping EPA power to institute and implement its regulations says this: capping carbon dioxide emissions at a level that will force a nationwide transition away from the use of coal to generate electricity may be a sensible, quote, solution to the crisis of the day. But they go on to say it's not plausible that Congress gave EPA the authority to adopt on its own such a regulatory scheme. So essentially they're saying the EPA has gone too far in the way it interpreted how it can crack down on these carbon dioxide emissions, that Congress should have been more clear in delegating that exact power to the EPA, or that Congress itself should be doing it.
The Supreme Court rules 5-4 in favor of allowing the Biden administration to continue phasing out the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar says he is concerned there will continue to be a record number of illegals attempting to cross the border.
I want to treat them with respect, but the policies have to be calibrated in such a way that it doesn't encourage more people to come into the United States.
More temper tantrums and illegal activity from pro-abortion mobs, this time in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Cops say they moved in when the protesters, who didn't have a permit, blocked traffic, police declaring an unlawful assembly, then using smoke grenades to clear the crowd. They say those arrested are being charged with failing to disperse and other misdemeanors. The police chief says his officers were incredibly restrained with the crowd. The march follows a busy weekend of similar protests over the Supreme Court's decision to toss Roe v. Wade. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The parents of children who died from fentanyl-laced pills are trying to have the person who sold them held responsible. More from Hillary Vaughn.
Right now, only 23 states and D.C. have laws against drug-induced homicide. But even in states that do, it's hard to get police to investigate an overdose death as a crime. For parents in states with softer drug laws like California, their options are limited. Convincing the feds to take their case might be their only hope. Jeff Davies' daughter, Adriana, died after taking Percocet she didn't know was laced with fentanyl. The drug dealer responsible, an illegal immigrant who was out on bail for another crime. Police are frustrated, too, that some drug dealers and traffickers they arrest are being released.
A former Colorado state representative says Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is a conservative rock star.
Lauren Boebert, who is running for her second term in Congress, has been an unabashed defender of all things conservative. And she was one of nearly 150 Republican lawmakers who objected to certifying the 2020 presidential vote. On Sunday, prior to the Republican primary election, Boebert drew cheers from parishioners at the Cornerstone Christian Center in Basalt, Colorado.
The reason we had so many overreaching regulations in our nation is because the church complied. The church is supposed to direct the government. The government is not supposed to direct the church. That is not how our founding fathers intended it. And I'm tired of this separation of church and state junk. That's not in the Constitution. It was in a stinking letter, and it means nothing like what they say it does.
On Tuesday, Boebert buried her moderate Republican primary candidate, State Senator Don Coram, with a whopping 66% of the vote. Former Navy chaplain and Colorado State Representative Dr. Gordon Klingenschmidt, who runs the Pray in Jesus' Name Project, says he served with Coram.
And he was openly for homosexual marriage, taxpayer funding for abortion. Just a terrible opponent, but Lauren Boebert is a rock star, a conservative Christian, and she talks openly about her faith in Jesus Christ. So there was a battle, and thankfully, Lauren Boebert won.
And Klingenschmidt says Boebert will have no trouble in the general election in the dominant Republican 3rd Congressional District. I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.